Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And because I'm at Lewis Center most of the time, I don't always have the time to interact with everybody across our campuses. But I would like to say a thank you for those of you who have reached out to me in light of my mom's passing. A lot of you sent notes and flowers and other things, encouragement, and I'm super appreciative for you, the way you've cared for me and Angie and my family so well. We finished up our Now Playing series this past weekend, and at the Lewis Center campus, we were looking at the movie Star Wars. And, you know, the big idea in Star Wars, in this what would be the third film chronologically, maybe the ninth overall, but the third film is that they're looking for a hero, right? You've got the antagonist Kylo Ren is kind of leading. He's leading the First Order, but the Resistance is kind of being championed by Finn and Poe, and they're leading sometimes when they don't even know that they're leading, but they know this big battle, right, is coming up at the end, and they're looking for this hero because of this big battle. And so what we talked about at Lewis Center is, you know, whether you're a Christian or not, we all have questions about what's going to happen at the end of the world. And Christians tend to have a lot of terminology. We throw around terms like tribulation and millennial reign and rapture and antichrist and Armageddon. And so we tried to look at a passage in 2 Peter chapter 3 and talk about a few realities about the end of the world. And the first one that we talked about is that the end is really just the beginning. Peter gives us two facts in 2 Peter chapter 3, two things that we need to know. And the first one that he says we need to know, and this is, he said, it's a fact you can count on. He said, just know that in the last days that people are going to come and they're going to have questions. They're going to say, where's the promise of his coming? They're going to say, so a lot of people are going to have different ideas about what's going to happen at the end of the world, which is going to lead us to, unfortunately, one of the more exciting parts of talking about the end times is that you hear a lot of speculation. All right, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 23 says that we should refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they produce quarrels. And I understand that a lot of us have heard a lot of speculation about what's going to happen at the end of the world. And quite frankly, it makes speakers and preachers and teachers a lot of money sometimes who kind of take a message and go on the road and speculate a lot about times and how it's going to happen and all those kinds of things. But really, we need to avoid that. But, you know, Peter just says it's just part of the deal. It's what's gonna happen. The second thing that we said that is a fact that Peter says in the chapter is he said, listen, the Lord is not slow. He's just not slow to fulfill his promises, as some people count slowness. And so the second thing that is exciting to talk about is our calendars, right? Like trying to predict the time and date. We talked about a guy named Hal Lindsey who wrote a book called The Late Great Planet Earth back in the 1970s. And he had kind of figured out the time, right? He said, well, listen, Israel became a nation in 1948 and a generation's 40 years. So that means by 1988, and then it didn't happen. And then he kind of came back and he said, well, you know what? Really, it wasn't 1948. The key date must have been 1967, which would have meant Christ would have returned by 2070. But he wrote a second book, by the way, about it. If it didn't happen by 2007. And so it's just a reminder to us that, listen, no one knows the day. No one knows the time. But then we talked about two things that are maybe not so exciting, but more important that Peter talks about the end times. And the first part is imminence. Imminence just means it's this idea that, you know, Simon Peter says, the day of the Lord comes like a thief. In other words, you're not going to know when it's coming. And the reason that's important, this whole idea of imminence, is it doesn't matter when you put all the dates and days and times and are you premillennial or postmillennial or amillennial or pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, all of those ideas come along with an imminent return of Christ. In other words, Jesus can return at any time. They support that view. And so it's important that you and I are ready all the time. And then the second thing that I think is important for us to remember, but maybe not so exciting to talk about, is not just the idea of imminence, but the idea of permanence. One of the things that we struggle with is in this idea of what we tend to refer to as Judgment Day, is that Simon Peter says that The atmosphere is burned up. It's done with. It's gone. And, you know, that's imagery and it's figurative. And so is he talking about a literal burning? Is he talking? And sometimes it's hard to discern. I'll be honest and just say, I think here Simon Peter is referring to the fact that someday there's going to be no space between us and God. All that's going to be dissolved and we're going to be in his presence and we have to give an account for our lives. And I think that's difficult for us to fathom sometimes. You know, I said that whenever Sylvia, my youngest daughter, when she was like 10 or something, you know, I had our first conversation about someday the fact that she would probably, you know, leave me and her mom and have her own home. And we were talking about it and she just couldn't comprehend it, right? She couldn't comprehend the idea of finding or of leaving her mom or finding anyone, you know, as strong and as handsome as her dad. And quite frankly, I understand that. Actually, the truth is she never mentioned me. She just couldn't imagine leaving her mom. But someday, if the statistics hold true, Sylvia's going to come to us and she's going to say, I've met him. He's handsome. He's kind. He's perfect. He hates the SEC. He's exactly what I'm looking for. And, you know, I'm praying for that guy right now. But someday she will look towards someone that she's probably going to spend the rest of her life with. And that's how the scriptures say that we look at the end times, like a groom prepared for a bride. But we're kind of like kids right now. We just can't imagine anything being better. So Simon Peter says, since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? So I think the point that we landed on is that Christ's return should bring this motivation for transformation. Then I talked a little bit about my mom in that and how because she really saw herself as putting herself last, she followed Jesus's teaching that God's promoted her to first, and she kind of lived life in a way that, you know, she constantly said, I'm going to lose my life. And so she found her life. And so even her living, in her dying, and even in her death, God was using her life to sanctify us. So I would just say to remind you that Christ could return today. Driving in your car right now, this could be the minute. And if it's the minute, if today's the day, are you ready? Let's pray together. God, I pray that we will live today in light of the fact that this could be the end. This could be the last of days, that you could return today. And God, we could get to be with you forever. And God, I pray that we're ready. And if there's anything, God, between us and you, the space between us and you is our responsibility. So I pray, God, that we'll bring that to you and that we'll repent of it and turn our hearts your direction. Now I want to give you the opportunity to take just a minute and pray. If there's anything between you and God right now to get that settled, to repent and to turn your heart God's direction, ask him to fill you with his presence today. Once again, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. It's great to get to be back with you. And please take the opportunity to join us tomorrow for Tuesday on the Drivecast as well. God bless you guys. Have a great day.